Lesson 21, Banking. Part 1, Photo. Number 1, look at the picture marked number 1.
A.
She's signing papers at the bank.
B.
She's buying a new wallet.
C.
She's borrowing money from a friend.
D.
She's making a transaction at an ATM.
Part 2. Question Response. Number 2.
How much money did you take out of your bank account?
A. I took out only $100. B. That accountant charges a lot for his services. C. Yes, I took the money to the bank.
Number 3.
What do you want to borrow so much money for?
A. It didn't cost so much money. B. I earned all that money myself. C. I want to buy a car.
Part 3. Short Conversation. Numbers 4 through 6 relate to the following conversation.
Since you have an account with this bank, all we require in order to cash your check is a photo ID. Your driver's license would do.
I've lost my driver's license, but my signature is on file. Is that enough?
I'm sorry, but we have to be cautious. We can only accept a photo ID for transactions like this. You could, however, deposit the check in your account. It would take just 7 business days to clear. Then the funds would be available to you.
All right, then. I'll do that. Then I'll go downtown and get a new driver's license.
Part 4. Talk. Questions 7 through 9 relate to the following recording.
To qualify for a mortgage, you have to be able to make a down payment of 10%. You also have to show that you have been at your current job for at least 1 year and at your current address for 3 or more years. It's also a good idea to have some extra money in a savings account. Your account balance should be equivalent to about 3 months of your normal take-home salary. All these things assure the lender that you will be able to make your monthly mortgage payments.